kids, how proud would she be of you today?
Oh, man, she'll be super proud. And, you know, stuff like this is not even like a, it's not a chore or like a job. Like, this is what I love to do, you know. This is my life, you know. And to see him smile, look at him playing with the fidget spinner, like, we had a blast today. It was just an awesome day, and it's just something that I'm always going to remember and cherish. Man, I hope I could bring him back same time next year. I hope I could get him. Definitely. I want to get him at a game. I want to make sure. Yeah, most definitely. I want to get him out there as much as I can.
Yeah. You've had like a healthy mental approach to the possibility that you might share playing time and compete with the veteran because of everything that you've overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. I definitely do have a different mindset coming into next season. I'm working my butt off every day, continuously, and I'm just working. I'm working. I learned a lot. I got up there. I was up there for 6 weeks, and I learned from that. And you know, I'm not taking anything for granted. You know, it's an honor. It's just a pleasure, and it's an honor and pleasure. Every day I get to wake up and put this jersey on, play for the New York Mets. It's just an honor and pleasure. So you can't take that for granted, and you know that you have to work hard, and you have to be realistic with a lot of situations. So. I'm definitely him.
You look leaner.
Late in your minor league career, like really improved hitting line drives.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to work on in spring training more at the major league level?
Yes. I look to improve in everything every year. You know, I look to improve in my average. I look to improve in home runs. I look to improve in on base percentage, everything, defense. You know, I want to steal more bases. I want to just be more versatile, get back into a slender shape so I can show them I can run a bit. You know, I got drafted out of high school, and I was an outfield slash first baseman. And, you know, I want to show them that I am versatile. You know, you got guys like, you know, Freddie Freeman and Cody Bellinger and Rizzo and Freddie. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt, these guys are going out there and they're hitting 30 home runs, 40 home runs, and they're stealing 20 bases. You know, I want to be that type of first baseman. I want to win gold gloves. I want to steal a lot of bases. I want to hit a lot of home runs and just be a great athlete and a great role model for New York City.
What about holding the PCL, which is really like a missed target, to the majors? What kind of adjustment was that?
It was a big adjustment. Just because the level of competition in the big leagues are just so good. You know, you got every day you're facing, you know, a bona fide ace or a legit starter. And if they were in AAA, they would probably be the best pitcher on their team. So just going out there every day facing those guys, you know, you definitely find a greater respect for the major leagues.
And how do you find City Field as a power hitter?
I love it, you know. I can hit the ball out of any park. So, you know, me playing in City Field, it doesn't really bother me as long as I'm doing the right things, having the right mechanics, and swinging at good pitches. You know, like I said, I can hit the ball at any park.
Mechanically, what do you want to feel you want to work on?
I just want to make sure I'm staying in my legs, not coming up and out of my swing. That's what I struggle with. You know, I was dipping my back shoulder. My barrel and bat was casting out, and, you know, I just got long. I got tired. You get tired. So I just got pretty much tired. So, you know, I talked to Six yesterday, Pat Rossler. I talked to him yesterday, and we're already working and doing stuff and getting my stuff back right. And, you know, it's simple. It's really simple. It's, you know,